The Scud missile episode has once again raised the question. North Korea, like Iraq, is part of the axis of evil that President Bush has so often mentioned. So why does the U.S. seem to pursue such different policies when it comes to the two countries? Michael Hudson is a professor at Georgetown University's School of Foreign Service. He says there's no question that the U.S. practices a double standard, but he says there are good reasons why.
North Korea already has weapons of mass destruction, nuclear weapons, and it also has the capability, the wherewithal to deliver those to our ally, South Korea. And so our friends in South Korea, and indeed our other friends in Japan, are very worried that a very vigorous American military intervention against North Korea could create huge amounts of damage and chaos in the region. It's quite different in the case of Iraq. Iraq, we say, has weapons of mass destruction, although they seem to be hard to find. In any case, the United States has the ability to assault this country, Iraq, presumably in a very efficient and hopefully quick manner, so that it can get the job done.
I'm wondering if it's a tough situation also because it involves a country that is, at least in name, a U.S. ally, Yemen.
Certainly. We have a very sensitive and important relationship with Yemen, particularly in relation to the war on terrorism. And that's because Osama bin Laden's family comes from Yemen, even though he was later a Saudi subject. And it is important for the Americans to engage the Yemeni government as best it can in a cooperative way to help root out those elements. But at the same time, examples of that kind of cooperation have a political price. And the Yemeni government, first of all, it's weak. Secondly, it is vulnerable to its own public opinion, and that public opinion is generally quite hostile to the United States for various reasons not related particularly to the war on terrorism. It's hostile to the United States especially because of American policy in support of Israel in the conflict with the Palestinians. And at the same time, it does not appreciate the idea of a big foreign power possibly acting unilaterally in Yemen itself.
Well, that does beg the question, if there's such strong anti-American sentiment in the country, why would the country align itself with the United States?
We're now looking at a new world. It's a global order. The United States has hegemony over that global order in all kinds of domains, particularly economic and financial. Yemen is one of the poorest countries in the Middle East. Yemen has staked its economic reform and development on integrating with the global economy. It's accepted an IMF World Bank economic reform package. It must have American support to get the kind of loans and advantages in order to pursue that policy. So it doesn't have a lot of wiggle room. So this Yemeni government decided that it was going to try to get out of the crosshairs of the Bush administration and to lie low, in effect, even if that creates a certain dissonance between some elements in Yemeni public opinion and the Yemeni government itself.
Professor Hudson, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Michael Hudson, professor of international relations at Georgetown University.